All right, welcome, welcome to This Now Moment. And it's This Now Moment is Wednesday morning about 8:37 a.m. And welcome to this divine union where souls come together. And this morning, I'm in the backyard because the birdsong is so sweet and I wanted to share that with you. So, as usual, when recording meditations outside, you never know what noises are going to come into the recording. So, this is my life. Welcome. All right, let's just take a moment to settle into the sacred space of the inner world. And sometimes in order to do that, we have to really deal with the outer world, which is to say the physicalness of our being. So get your body so situated that you're comfortable to just take a few minutes of contemplation. You could call it prayerful contemplation or just pure old consideration. And we've been practicing this style of meditation long enough where we know that we have dominion over our bodies in the way of being able to turn inward and relax all of the external features, the hands and the feet and the arms and the legs, the muscles around your face, the way the breath flows. We start to bring it into a more natural rhythm. And so part of that is harmonizing with nature. That's why these birds, they do so much more than just sing to us. They really teach us how to live in harmony with nature's impulses. Not unhealthy impulses, but the kind of impulses that rise us awake at a certain time, put us to sleep at a certain time, have us work at a certain time, have us rest at a certain time, and so on. But human beings, we are intricate, and we can make our own way because of this free will. Sometimes that is a real blessing, and sometimes it can be a real curse. So for the purpose of coming together in meditation, we try to harmonize not only with one another through the heart field, but through the great field of all that is. The very etheric realm in which all life lives, rises, falls, lives, dies, all of those things. And in that way, like the bird, we become harmonious with nature's promptings. So we choose not to let go of all bodily tension. We choose to harmonize with the earth and the natural speed and flow of life. For the next little while, we choose to let go of agendas and even hopes, dreams, and desires. Just let them all rest at our feet, at the doorway, wherever it is that you'd like to place those for a little while, so that you can commune with your inner self, your higher self, and therefore with each other. It is very interesting to record these meditations with you outside. What tends to happen is my ears become very acutely attuned. And even the sound of an engine starting or a car passing by is enhanced by this deeper listening. But also what's enhanced is the pulse when there is silence. It's like a palpable silence where you can actually hear potential. Some people do like to meditate with the eyes open, but not really looking at anything. A sort of a far-off stare, but very intentional, because we're connecting. Perhaps this is a great way to practice not negating anything, but fully welcoming it in audible, visible, sensible, irritating, pleasant, so that it can actually be transcended. The art of non-resistance. Easier said than done, for sure. But how precious it is when things cease to annoy or impede. And instead, there is that gentle immersion into that sea of pure potential. I'm getting the remembrance through how I even can feel it and taste it, hear it, of diving into the ocean in Hawaii and swimming in those very large waves, having them pull me to shore, or just bobbing there in the ocean. And that is just at the very tip of the shoreline. Can you imagine in the center of that ocean, hours into the middle, how deep it is and how vast it is? And so we can be close to the ocean herself. We can live in the potential of waves forming, or we can live as the very tip of the wave, which is like a full self-expression. But always we return back into the wholeness of that ocean. So now check in with your own body and even your own mind. Remember that meditation, at least the way that I practice and understand it, is always about raising the vibration. Another way of saying that is raising the energy in the body. And another way of saying that is raising the energy in the spine. So feel what it feels like when you intentionally try to do that, to just raise the energy from the lower spine right up through the center spine and right into the brain. Place your tongue gently on the roof of your mouth, right behind your front teeth, your top front teeth. And notice if that brought the attention to the spiritual eye. Notice hear any sensations, colors, sensory perceptions. And notice that they actually occur beyond the senses. This is the inner vision. This is the connection to the great central sun and the light of God. If you're slumping over, try to lift up a little taller. Maybe even place your shoulders a little bit more back and down. Chin is parallel with the floor, so that your head feels very level. And then your eyeballs themselves are slightly crossed and turned upward, but gently, so that it's not a straining thing. And this enhances the inner vision, all of this. Choose an affirmation here for yourself. Something huge. Something like, I am the presence of God manifested. I am pure, holy light. Everything is God manifested. And God is nothing but that pure potential. Now, exhale all of your breath. And through your nostrils, if you can, take a nice, slow, purposeful inhale using your diaphragm to pull air into your lungs until your whole body fills with as much as your lungs will allow. Hold the breath, focusing again at the point between the eyebrows, and then gently releasing. But using the same diaphragm to come to the bottom of the breath and push the last of the air out. And then notice it just wants to do that again. So go ahead, using the diaphragm, pull in a long, beautiful, glorious inhale. Try to fill up your middle ribs now, all the way up to your collarbones if you can. Let your whole body expand. And when you reach the top, hold. Gently relax the heart, gazing at the point between the eyebrows. And a gentle exhale, same way, with great control, letting that breath come all the way out until the diaphragm again pulls the navel towards the spine. And then one more time, let that open up. Now it's like a suction almost, pulling the air in, belly expands, ribs expand, all the way up to the top of the collarbones, holding the gaze. Tongue to the roof of the mouth if you like that. Gaze upward. Three more. Two. One. And gently just release. Keep your spine lifted here. Keep your body harmonious. And now the inner eye focuses. Two eyes become one. One eye becomes whole. We are now in that presence of pure being and connected through the harmony of light and love and wisdom. And we do acknowledge that presence and that power that binds all of life and holds the entire cosmos together and apart simultaneously, that we can experience life. And now see your breath moving of its own accord, just like the bird gets her directions for the day. Feel your very presence cleansed, just as a simple result of raising your energy. Understand your body now as a sacred temple, undefilable, impenetrable, and fully realized. As a child of the universe, everything in the universe is for you. Nothing is against you, no matter what it seems. And appearances can be so deceiving, so we go beyond them. Just like when the sun is obscured by clouds, we use the light of God to melt them away, so that we can see clearly. So for a moment, fully feel your connection to the ground below you. If you can, to the earth herself, to the precious soil, the grass, the stones, the trees, everything of the earth. Feel your connection. Affirm your body as part of a great living system. Held together purely by the love of the Eternal Spirit. Feel each cell in your body physically light up within your cells. Are millions and millions of volts of electricity, untapped potential. Affirm life, I am. Thank you for this blessed experience. And then notice the heart begins to activate in that gratitude and pull all of the energy into your heart field. With your inner eye, see if you can see the emanations and the vibrations that come from each heartbeat. Almost like sonar, our heart fields send and receive information. So here, affirmation is coming. I am open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth. The living spirit in all things, open and receptive as my choice. And then another, my heart is purified in divine wisdom. And then feel that wisdom in the air that surrounds you, and in the air that enters and exits your body. And now bring all that energy all the way from the tailbone up past the spine, right to the heart center behind the heart, and bring it up past your throat into your brain until you feel it infuse you. And then the gaze rests at a single point where the two eyes become one, and where the light of the infinite realm floods your being. Eternal Spirit is my only source. I am infinitely connected here in the inner world. And all is well. And now come again back into the awareness of yourself, your heart field, your body, your breath, and the great harmony that exists amongst all things and inside of you. Even the smallest efforts towards learning these things for yourself have huge ramifications to your state of being. Any one little aspect of meditation that speaks to your own heart that you will take and practice and use in your life will advance you on the spiritual path to greater realization of your wholeness in the eternal spirit. Never underestimate the power of going within. And of contemplating this great mystery of your life and of the life here on planet Earth. It is such a blessing and a gift. All things live and move in God's perfect time. Do you wonder where that little plane is going? It's a funny thing, isn't it? Well, it's a beautiful spring day. The world is calling. I'll meet you there. And so it is. Amen.